Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Marco Hunter to talk Holton boys basketball. Wildcats coming off a big win against Perry LeCompton, their first of the season in four contests. And let's just start with that game, Coach, and work our way backwards a bit. But a win against a good Perry team and on the road, 50-44. And game kind of started like the previous three. It wasn't a great start down early, but man, you called the timeout, I think down 9-2. And your team was up by eight then before the end of the first quarter came around, and just able to play really well throughout the contest. And just talk about that win a little bit, what it meant to your guys to be able to play with a lead and secure a big road win like that.
Yeah, well, I know just from the guys telling me, and you know, other people in the community telling me, how it's kind of a little not necessarily a rivalry with Perry, but it's always a chippy matchup. And you know, me being around for a while, I've been a part of a lot of different type of ball games. And the kids were amped up for it. And I knew going in that we had a good opportunity to win this game, just watching, Perry play against previous teams like Silver Lake and other ones. Okay, I said, we match up well with them. We may have an opportunity there. But also knew that we had to do certain things and do them well. And, you know, our biggest thing, we've been struggling defensively, you know, just stopping teams from scoring too easy, but also not take care of the ball on our end. And that's been our struggle with turnovers. So, you know, we have a team goal. You know, I want to have 10 turnovers or less if we can. And, you know, it opened up a little bit in the third quarter. I think we both teams combined for like 10 or 11 turnovers in the third quarter. And so there wasn't a whole lot of scoring going on, but we also was able to sustain their run in the third, even being in foul trouble, which I was very pleased with. But overall, you know, we took another step forward. We handled pressure. You know, playing different types of defenses is a strong suit I've always liked to do, but also being able to score the basketball. And I thought our kids played with so much poise and just being patient and not trying to force the action and do too much, which I think we've kind of gotten away with in our first three games. We tried to, even getting down early, and we tried to, you know, force the action, score. We have to score right now. We played a lot better. We look like a basketball team. And yeah, after that first timeout, you know, I think I challenge them a little bit, because part of it is, you know, it's you want to get off to a good start, and it's not going to be the same every game. And I've stressed that, you know, every game is going to be different. But I think the kids, they're responding to me and how I want and my coaching style very well. And that's pleasing to me as a coach, because, you know, your first three games and the way you lose them, you're kind of scratching your head like, what am I doing wrong? But you know, they respond well, and I think they'll be ready and excited for Rossville coming in here on Friday night.
Yeah, I think they're looking a lot more comfortable, too, you know, with what you're trying to do, especially offensively. I mean, to put up 36 points in the first half at Perry LeCompton last night, and I think we all kind of expected and knew that Perry would make a run. But the other thing that really impressed me was Perry, I think, cut it there to a one-point game early in the fourth quarter, and your guys didn't blink. I think it was a three-point play by Brody Meyer that kind of answered that Perry bucket. But I guess you kind of expect that, right, with this kind of experienced group that you have, that you get into close games like that, and they should be able to be poised and find ways to finish them out.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That was my biggest, you know, high that I felt. You know, they came out and they punched us in the mouth early, and, you know, we had to take that time out. But then they, you know, I told them, I said, okay, they made a run right now, so now it's our turn to make a run. And we did it very well. And together, you know, having the guard play back, you know, having Carrick D. Donder back in the lineup, that helps. You know, having Corbin Fox for a full game, you know, he didn't come off the floor last night. I'm sitting here scratching my head like, oh, I never took him out of the game. But, you know, there's going to be games where I need that guard play. And, you know, those two alone are going to be key focal points for next season. So that's big to have both of them on the floor and contributing and being the guards I want them to be and they need to be for their team. But we handled runs very well. I thought we guarded the three-point line better than we have been, but that's just understanding personnel, and I think the more experience our kids get together, the better we're going to be, and we're just going to continue to improve.
You bet. Yeah, you mentioned guarding the three-point line, and that was a big thing in the Nemaw game. They hit quite a few three-pointers. Again, they had the early lead in that game, and you're just kind of playing catch-up most of the night last Friday, falling in the first home game 54-37. But another home game, as you mentioned, against Rossville, and I look at this as a great opportunity for your team to you know, build off momentum. I mean, we've seen how your team has been able to maybe respond from a loss, but how about the next couple days of practice and getting your team ready to try to build upon a win now with this big game left here before the break?
Right, yeah, that's the key. You know, I told them at the end of the game in the locker room, I said, now, you guys understand, you know, you learned how to win a game with the clock on your side, you know, and if we're going to be in games where the clock's not on our side and it might be a tight game, we still have to figure out a way to give ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, that could be the case on Friday night. It could be, but, you know, hopefully things are going our way, you know, early, and we feel good and we're in rhythm, and, you know, we just keep on going just to give ourselves an opportunity in the fourth quarter to have a chance to win. You know, the worst thing you want to do is play from behind all game. And we've done that enough times. I feel like we've done that enough against a tough schedule. You know, every coach I've talked to in the league, oh my God, you guys just got the worst draw when it comes to the league schedule to start the year. And I was like, well, I said, someone's got to have it. You know, next year it might be somebody else. I don't know. I said, but, you know, you take it, you take your lumps and you learn from them, and hopefully your team responds. And I think we're starting to do that, and I'm pleased where we are. So I'm hoping that, you know, we'll continue with the next 2 days of practice and give Rossville a run for their money.
You bet. A lot of signs of improvement and some bright things ahead for sure. Coach, thanks for your time as always. Best of luck Friday against Rossville.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Holton Boys program. The weekly Wildcat Locker Room Chats are presented by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer's Day Bank, and by Medical Pharmacy in Holton.